Stroke of Genius, written by Morzilla and read by Eos Rose. Sam thinks that Dean has some sexual issues, and that is not including the whole incest thing. It's not that Dean has named Dean's dick. That's just something that Sam always assumed that Dean would do. It seems Deanish. It isn't that Dean has named Sam's dick, because everybody that Sam has ever had a serious relationship with has tried to name his dick. It's apparently very nameable. Or perhaps, as he likes to think when he's turned on and Deanish himself, his dick is just so awesome that it can't just go by something ordinary like penis or cock or stiffy. It's more what Dean has named their cocks than anything else. Dean Paula is wrong on so many levels that Sam just... Okay, it's a car. It's their car and home and whatever, but still a car. Dean has unnatural love for her, and Dean knows the Impala is a girl, and Sam knows that Freud said that open living spaces and dreams are like sexual innuendos about females. So basically, a cock name should not reference a car. Baby Sammy is just plain insulting and possibly a little creepy, if not for the fact that Dean pretty much gets his rocks off over the fact that he's older, and the baby thing isn't so much an actual baby thing as Dean's fucked up head playing out his unreasonable ingrained protectiveness of Sam. Still, that Dean makes their dicks talk to each other is freaking weird. It shouldn't turn Sam on, but Dean, the smug bastard, wasn't lying when he claimed being a sex god. He's the best lay that Sam has ever had, and he's a freaking genius in bed.
"Hey, baby Sammy, did you see those tits on the waitress?"
Dean growls in his stupidly macho Dean Paula voice. It makes him sound like Castiel with a head cold. "What waitress?" Dean replies to his cock with a studious and completely unbelievable virginal librarian voice. Baby Sammy used to be higher pitched, but Sam put a stop to that out of principle alone. Now he just sounds stupid.
"The brunette in the diner. I know you noticed. You've got a thing for them,"
Dean says as he rubs his thumb against the head of Sam's cock. It's embarrassing, but Sam knows that his cock is giving it up for Dean. Little beads of pre-cum are dripping out of his slit, and Dean is very obligingly rubbing them all around the crown. "Dean Paula, I thought you said I was the only one for you. I didn't look. I wouldn't look. I love you, you heartless bastard. Why aren't I it?" Sam shoots his load about that point. It's 90% Dean's awesome hand job technique and 10% the cheesy declaration of love. Sam's got a thing for Dean talking about his feelings in bed, and even stupid cock role play is close enough. Dean milks him through his orgasm silently, and when the aftershocks are gone, Sam pulls his hand away from his face to look down. Dean's still got his stupid role-playing grip on his own cock. "You need help with..."
"Shh. I told you, if you weren't going to play, I need you to be quiet," Dean orders.
Sam flops his head back against the bed and watches the ceiling. Apparently satisfied with his brother's response, Dean starts up again.
"Oh, baby Sammy, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to make you cry,"
Dean Paula declares enthusiastically. Sam fights back the urge to laugh, but he knows his stomach ripples with the urge anyway. Dean swats him on his belly, and the sting makes his cock twitch a little. What can he say? Dean isn't the only kinky bitch in the family. Dean's fingers curl around Sam's limp penis, twisting the head away from Dean Paula.
"You don't love me. I'm just another screw to you."
Dean stops to make loud emo sniffling noises before continuing.
"I'm just a big old cock block to you, a responsibility you don't want."
Baby Sammy stops his whiny tirade to shake. Sam supposes this is supposed to simulate uncontrollable crying,
but all it really does is make him start to get hard again because, damn, it feels good. No, I love my baby Sammy. He's mine. My baby to love and to hold and suck and rub against, Dean Paula declares vehemently. Of course, Dean Paula never, ever swears off looking at women because he doesn't believe in lying to baby Sammy like that. But the love declaration works again, and baby Sammy is once again jutting out from Sam's groin. There's my boy, Dean Paula says as Dean takes his hand away, straddles Sam, and pushes his own dick against Sam's newly renewed erection. Oh, baby Sammy, your Dean Paula takes care of you, huh? Dean groans as he rubs them together, Sam's earlier spunk slicking the way. Sam grunts and pushes his cock up into the heat, and it's unfair that his staying power isn't better because he's coming again, but at least he takes his brother with him this time. Dean, predictably, doesn't settle in for immediate afterglow. He's got this thing about finishing his storylines. He slithers down to lick baby Sammy clean, soothing him with little kisses and swearing, "Only ever gonna make you cry happy tears again." But Sam doesn't laugh at the stupid declaration, because Dean doesn't use his Dean Paula voice, and if it's an oversight, he doesn't want to know. The end. This has been a recording of Stroke of Genius, written by Morzilla and read by Eos Rose. Thanks for listening.